Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the characteristics of those names into our daily lives to improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Ash-Shahid, which means the witness. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness of all that we do should be what motivates us and guides us in terms of our actions and the decisions that we make in our day-to-day lives. Yet oftentimes between husbands and wives, we will see a situation in which a husband may do something. For example, let's say he's hanging out with friends, going out to dinner, grabbing a bite to eat before coming home to the dinner that his wife had cooked for him. And he might say something like, "Oh, well, as long as my wife doesn't find out." We might see it again, vice versa, a wife who has gone shopping or has done something, fun with her girlfriends, and the doesn't come home to share that information with the husband, and she might say something like, "Well, what he doesn't know won't hurt him," and she may not share that information with her husband. With our children, we will often see them growing up to do the same. That, if mom doesn't know I got that bad grade, then it's fine. If dad doesn't know that I got in trouble in school, then it's fine. When we shift the focus of the accountability to our spouse, to our parents, we lose sight of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is the one and only witness. The witness that matters, which means no matter what actions we commit, no matter what deeds we undertake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always have record of that. So shifting our focus as husband and wife, shifting our focus as parents, shifting our focus as children, sons and daughters, is so important in recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witnesses all of our actions and all of our deeds. And if it is something that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shouldn't do it, whether or not our spouse or our parents will find out. And if it is something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should do it, because of course He is the witness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us all to purify our intentions and our actions and to allow us to be the best that we can be, whether someone sees us or not, because He is the all-seeing and the witnessing. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to talking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.